Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Famous investor Warren Buffett and his company Berkshire Hathaway have been in business making investors rich since 1965. Although Berkshire was founded in 1839, it was a much different company back then. The company now buys other companies by investing directly in them or buying their stock. As any stock has, Berkshire does have its risk as well, and as part of the stock market, may go down in market crashes. Although Buffett's name is the one most often tossed around when mentioning Berkshire Hathaway, he had a right-hand man named Charlie Munger. They met at a party in 1959, and they have been business partners up until Munger's death, and both steered the company to legendary greatness. Munger just passed recently in 2023 at the age of 99, and worked as vice chairman up until the day he died. Both Munger and Buffett shunned things they didn't understand and had more of a general macro view when deciding what companies to buy for Berkshire Hathaway. Munger's approach on how to invest were simple and straightforward and unlike any I have ever heard before or since. Here are just a few of Munger's insight. Inversion, he said, solve a problem from the back end forward. As a weather forecaster in the Air Corps, instead of opinionating on what weather was good to fly in, he instead thought of what weather might kill pilots and simply avoided that. When investing, consider not only what you could make, but what you could lose. Number two was opportunity costs. Could you make money elsewhere and make more money elsewhere, or should you invest in that dividend-paying stock which yields 3% when you can buy a CD paying 4%? He also had something called the circle of competence. Admit what you don't know and stick within the circle of what you do know. Confirmation bias was his next theory, which was avoid leaning into what you believe should happen and instead only focus on what is happening. He also had one called the Lollapalooza effect, which says multiple positive factors can amplify gains many times over. When all things align and are positive, gains can explode. He mentioned something called second-order thinking, which is considering the many possible outcomes now and also further down the road instead of just considering the initial idea. He also said the map is not the territory, that all economic or investing theories are just theories. Consider they are not absolute predictions of what will happen. Nothing is cast in stone is what he meant here. Number eight was Mr. Market. He entitled Mr. Market is a fickle beast and an emotional one. It may not always be logical or rational and in actuality seldom is. Then he went on to say social proof is avoid jumping on bandwagons or following the mob. Stay rational. He also guided his investing for Berkshire on Occam's razor. The most logical and obvious answer is the correct one. Consider all possibilities, but the most obvious answer is more than likely the correct answer. Buying iconic brands like Coca-Cola, Wells Fargo, and See's Candy, among many others. The reason for buying businesses was not complex at all. They just said, hey, it's just a good business to own. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and remember, this newscast is not meant as investment advice or solicitation to buy or sell anything, nor the recommendation of any bank, registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriter. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL342.9. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess he was cruising for bruising.